Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Bava Kama Daf Pei Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the Mishnah that you will find at the second wide line of Daf Pei Zayin, basically in the middle of the page. The Mishnah, you see, is quite long. Many of the points that we will see in the Mishnah, we have touched upon in previous dapim. Ze choymer ba'odom mi b'shor. The following is a stringency you find when it comes to damages caused by man, more so than damages caused by an animal. She'odom mishalem, when a man causes damage and injures another person, there are five payments. He pays Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. We've explained these very often in our last number of Dapim, the five payments of damage or depreciation, Tsar, the pain, Ripui, medical expenses, Sheves, the unemployment, Boshes, embarrassment. Umishalim Demei Vlados. A person who causes a woman to miscarry has to pay for that. The value of the children, the miscarriage. Vishor, in contrast to the ox, Eino Mishalim Ela Nezek, he doesn't pay the five, he pays only one, the depreciation value, and Upoter Midmei Vlados. If an owned animal causes a miscarriage, the owner does not compensate for the loss of the children. Hamake esoviv esimo v'lo also ben chaburah. This section of the Mishnah will be contrasted with a section later in the Mishnah where you will see hamake esoviv imo v'also ben chaburah. So here we're pointing out he hit. His mother, his father or mother, velo also ben chaburah. Another case that also will be contrasted with a point later on. V'chovel b'chavero b'yom ha-kippurim, chayav b'kulan. All five payments have to be made in either one of these examples. The reason for payment having to be made here is because both of these offenses do not result in court execution. There is court execution for one who hits his mother or father and causes a chabura, a bruise or a blood flow, and one who would be chevel b'chaver, one who would impact his friend on not Yom Kippur but on Shabbos, which does have court execution associated with Shabbos violation. There, you'll find an exemption from the payments. So here we have these two examples do result in financial restitution because these two offenses do not result in court execution. I know we've mentioned in the past, but just not to take things for granted, where there is court execution, so then the offender does not also have to pay money. Hachovel be'eved ivri chayav b'kulan, one who impacts or injures a Jewish slave, a Jewish servant, all five payments have to be paid. Chutz min hasheves bizman shu shelo, with the exception of the unemployment payment when a man struck his own Jewish servant. Hachovel be'eved kenani shelacher, one who struck the heathen slave owned by others, chayav b'kulan, all payments, all five payments are made. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Lavon and Boshes. Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no embarrassment payment for the embarrassment of a heathen slave. Chayav shreita v'katan pegiyos on raw, the Chirish, the deaf mute, the Shaita, the imbecile, and the Kotten, the minor, coming into, let's say, Piyasa means meeting up with them, only spells bad. That will be explained immediately. Hachoyvo Bohen Chayev, one who strikes them and causes injury, has to pay. Vehem Shechovlu Bachirib Turin, but they who caused damage to others are exempt. Ho'eved Vo'isha Pigiyosan Ra, a slave and a woman, their Pigiyosan Ra. Hachoyvo Bohen Chayev, one who strikes the slave or a woman, has to compensate. Vehem Shechovlu Bachirib Turin. But they who strike others are exempt. The slave and the woman don't have money of their own. So how can they be expected to compensate when they have no money of their own? Avol mishalman liachar zman. However, they will have to compensate later on. Nizgar shisha nishtachar eved chayovan l'shalim. If the woman is divorced and she accumulates money, so then she does have to pay for the damages that she caused. And likewise, if the slave is freed and becomes a full-fledged Jew, he has to compensate. So that when we spoke about the Eved and the Isha as being exempt, it really means that they are obligated, but they don't have any means at the time of compensating. So we use the term exempt. But technically speaking, they were obligated, just and hence that technical reality comes to realization when they are either the woman divorced or the slave freed. Hamake ovi v'imoy v'osa bohen chabura. Here, the child struck the parents and created a bruise. V'achoyvu b'chaveru b'shabbos, one who struck his friend on Shabbos, causing a blood flow. Potter Mikulon is exempt from all of the payments. Meishu Nidon Benafsho, because he is subject to execution. Before we continue with the Gemara, actually we have one more line of the Mishnah to read. V'hachoyvel be'eved kenani shelo, potter Mikulon, one who strikes his own heathen slave, a slave that you own, you are exempt from all the payments. On the side of the Gemara, we have a nosei, a topic heading, which we indicate goes till da pei ches omen aleph. So for the balance of today's shiur, this is what we will be dealing with. Lemi mishalmim al chavolas bas ketana shel achirim. Unto whom is payment made for injury sustained by a minor daughter of someone else? Lo oilavio, is payment made to the girl or to her father? The Gemara opens up with this question, and the length of the question is till the bottom line, as our long question indicates. Baro mine Rabbi Lozer me Rav. Rabbi Lozer asked of Rav, Hachoyvel bebas ketana shel achirim chavolo lemi, one who injures the minor daughter of others, the chavolo, the payment, is to whom? Mi amrinon kevon de akni le rachmona shevach nurim laav chavola nami davua havi. Do we say that since the Torah grants profit rights, income rights to the father of a minor girl, any income that she produces, even money offered for her marriage, the money is paid to the father? So income that she produces is the father's entitlement. So here is an issue of money coming for the payment of the injury. It maybe also goes to the father. My taima, why should it go to the father? Daha afchisa mikaspa. There is a depreciation that she has sustained. What does that mean as far as the father is concerned? This has ramifications for the father in attempting to marry off his daughter. Because she has sustained this particular injury, she's going to receive less money would be paid for her marriage. That's less money to the father. So the father maybe is entitled to receive the chavola payment. The chavola meaning the injury payment. Oy dilma, or it could be, shevach ne'urim hu da'akni le'rachmona. The shevach ne'urim, income that she produces as a girl, goes to the father, and here we're going to emphasize the marriage money being included in that goes to the father. The boy, the father has a right to give her over in marriage to whomever he should want, even if that person happens to be a mukishchin, even if he happens to be afflicted with boils, very undesirable kind of husband. Nevertheless, the father has full control to decide unto whom he wants to give his daughter over in marriage. Again, I emphasize his minor daughter in marriage. Therefore, we can speak about marriage money going to father. Markings, we've highlighted key expressions. We've dashed underlined de'i boy, if he should want, if the father should want, then also the word motzi, he can do so. Avol, we continue. Avol, chavola. Chavola, however, the injury came on de'i boy, mischabel bo lo motzi chavil. If a father should want to impose an injury upon his daughter, he is not allowed to do that. There's a Torah prohibition of striking and imposing injury on another Jew, and includes your own daughter. You can't. This is something you, the father, cannot do. So lo kanya le rachmona. The Torah does not entitle him to that kind of payment. So according to this side of the analysis, payments that the father has control over, that he himself can do, can account for, he's entitled to that kind of payment. However, payments concerning matters that he has no right or power over, he is not entitled to. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Omar Le, Rav answers. Rav was the one addressed by Rebbe Lozer. So Rav answers, Lo zoch seter la'av, elo shvach ne'urim bilvad. The Torah only grants shvach ne'urim type payments, income type payments, marriage money that he receives. That's all categorized under the term shvach ne'urim. Those kind of payments alone, to the exclusion of chavola, to which he is not entitled. We have some structural business to tend to. First, we have a bow tie, and you'll notice there's a Roman numeral number 1. This marking is explained on the side under the mivnet, the structural note. This is miuad, is designed, litzor kesher, to create a connection, bein rav, that you see here with the first diamond we wrote in Rav's name above, v'reish lokish, b'soif ha'omud. Allow your eye to wander, to fly all the way to the second line from the bottom, and you see, lo and behold, Reish Lakish in a bow tie, also a Roman numeral number 2. Why is he marked that way? If you skip there, you'll see he says the same thing as Rav. He says, where the Gemara, there's at the end of the third line from the bottom, the word V'chein appeared. V'chein Omar Reish Lakish. Now, without markings, I would find it difficult to appreciate what the word v'chein is doing so far down into the Gemara. But with the markings, you can see very clearly that this v'chein is a reflection back to Rav at the top of the page, where here Reish Lakish at the bottom says, v'chein om Reish Lakish lo zochso terula v'lo shvach nurim bilvad. And now, in the Gemara itself, we have a house marking. The house introduces kushios al Rav, as we've explained on the side. Now, let us turn to the Gemara and continue on the second line from the top. Rav just told us that the father's rights to money produced by the daughter is limited to shvach ne'urim, income that she produces, marriage money that comes as a result of his giving her over in marriage, not injury payments. Esve, we raise an objection. Hachovel beved ivri chayov bekulon chutz min hasheves bizman shehu shelo. The Mishnah told us that one who strikes a Jewish servant must pay all of the payments, all five payments, except for the unemployment payment when the servant, the Jewish servant, is your own. Now, how do we see a question from this on Rav? So we look at Rashi, second line from the top, min hasheves, bizman shevet shelo, velo beved da'achir. The no saying shifta l'rabo. If the eved, if the servant belongs to someone else, then even the sheves payment will be paid to the master of that particular Jewish servant. Katoni miyasid, however, said here, the eved ivri shelo, potter, hayelu maise yodav shelo. Why is the unemployment payment, which is one of the payments made for chavolah, chavolah entails five payments. So why is this chavolah-related payment not imposed on the striker when it's your own Jewish servant? Because the Jewish servant's income was going to belong to the master anyway. So it's the master's own loss. He doesn't have to pay himself for that. So now with that in mind, a minor daughter that happens to produce income, her income belongs to the father. So therefore, let me read that again. He is entitled to take her sheves, to receive the sheves payment. Rav said that only income and marriage money goes to the father. And here we see that the beneficiary of one's maise yodayim is also the beneficiary of this chavola payment. Devadai afilu chavola zichsolo. It stands then to reason that even chavola payments do go to the father. Now, the Gemara answers, Omar Abaye. Abaye answers on behalf of Rav. Moide Rav. Rav will concede b'sheves d'maisa yodeho ad shas bagrus d'ovuahavi. When it comes to that specific payment, when a daughter is struck by some offender and causes her to be unemployed, to be unproductive, that payment, the sheves, the unemployment payment, is paid to the father. Rav concedes because of what we just pointed out, the relationship between the sheves payment and the entitlement to Maisi Odeo. And that will be paid to the father, Ad Shas Bagrus, until she reaches age 12 and a half. Up till that point, her income would be going to the father. But we emphasize now the main thing, but the other chavola payments do not go to the father, like Rav taught. Esve, we raise another objection. Hachovel bivnoi godol yitain lo miyad. One who strikes his adult son, pay him immediately. Father struck his son, adult son. The son is to be paid immediately. Bivnoi koten yasalo segula. If he struck his minor son, causing injury, so the father makes a segula. The Gemara elsewhere deals with what a segula is. We'll leave that unaccounted for right now, but it's a type of payment that the child will be able to, say, benefit from when he becomes adult. Hachovel bevitoi ktana, potter. One who strikes his minor daughter is exempt. V'lo od elachirim shechavlu ba chayoven le'aviha. And here we dashed underline the main point. And when others strike her, the payment goes to the father. That's not like Rav. That's against Rav. The Gemara answers, Hachinami b'sheves. The payment mentioned here is the unemployment payment. That goes to the father, as we explained earlier. The source that we just read and explained was introduced with an aleph in a diamond. So we're calling that source aleph. The Gemara is going to quote a line from that source and then raise a contradiction. You can see on the next line in the Gemara, V'raminu, we raise a contradiction, Beis, a contradictory Tanaic source that appears in the frame. On the side of the Gemara, we have a Nosei / Mivneh heading, Aleph and Beis. HaGemara Mevio Stira Bein Shnei Mekoros. The Gemara will present a seeming contradiction between two sources, Binyan Cheva So'av Shechoval Bevonov, regarding a father's obligation to compensate in the event that he struck his sons. After we present the contradiction, the Gemara will engage in further analysis. A double underline will appear, which will relate to when we get to it. The Gemara. Ubivno godol yitain lo miad. We said in source marked Aleph, father strikes adult son, payment is made immediately. V'raminu, we raise a contradiction. Hachovel bivonov uvnoisov shalachirim. One who strikes the sons or daughters of others. Gedolim yitain lohem miad. The adult ones are compensated for immediately. Ketanim yasalem skula. Minors, the skula is prepared. We mentioned before it's a type of compensation that the child will benefit from when he becomes an adult. Bivonov uvnoisov shalo potter. We've dashed on the line the main words. Shalo, one who struck his own children, exemption. In source Aleph, it said strikes one's own children. If they're adult, immediate payment. If they're minors, a different form of payment. But it didn't say exemption there, and here it says exemption. Amri, lo kashya, we respond, there's no contradiction. Kan, kish smuchen al shulchano, source Beis, that speaks of exemption, are children, even if they're adult children, but they are dependent on the father for their maintenance, for their sustenance. Smuchen al shulchano literally means they're relying on his table. In other words, he houses them and provides them with all of their needs. Kan, the first source where we saw the father is paying out, Kishen smuchan al shulchan, were there independent. So when they are dependents, they're dependents on the father. Father struck them. Father doesn't pay them. If they're independent and he struck them, so the father has to compensate. Now the double underline you can see here on the fourth wide line as well. On the side of the Gemara, we've written under the double underline, HaGemara Mevareris. Im ha'amodo shenitan l'chol moker yuchel lamod b'mivchan she'elois. The setup that we've provided for the two sources, the two Tanaic sources, respectively, are they legitimate setups, legitimate circumstances insofar as understanding the sources? Are they accurate? So now we analyze each one. B'mai ukimta l'komaisa. How did you set up the Aleph source, where it said father has to pay? B'shein smuchen al shulchanah, where those children were independent. I'hachi eimo seifa. Well, if they're independent, state the end part of source Aleph. It said, Hachovel bevito yaktana poter. One who struck his minor daughter, he's exempt. Others who struck her have to pay whom? Her father. Well, if she's independent, if she's supporting herself, payment should be made unto her to buy a mezoni. She needs to support herself. She's not smucha al shulchan avia. She's independent. And this idea of paying her as a result of her independence is confirmed by the following several lines of Gemara. I don't think I mentioned, we should note that we're in the middle of a long question. We set up source Aleph as being the reason for paying the children was because of their being independent. But when you continue reading the Seifa of that source, of that very source, dealing with the Bito Aktana, we run into a discrepancy. Oh, if you're describing independence, then why, if the girl is minor but she's independent, why is payment going to the father? Let's continue in the Gemara. Even according to an opinion that says, Yochel Rav Loimar Le'eved, a person can say to his slave, to his even slave, you're going to work and produce for me, and I'm not going to support you. That's true with regard to a heathen slave. The master says to the slave, you're going to work for me during the daytime hours. At night, go circulate, knock on people's doors, and get your sustenance that way. Avoleved Ivri, a Jewish servant, you would not be allowed to say that. Dichtiv, the pasuk regarding an Eved Ivri says ki toiv lo imoch, and that's a description of the Eved Ivri that, without getting into details of the verse and the background, simply stated, things are expected to be good for the Jewish servant. Imcha b'maychol, imcha b'mishteh. He's with you with regard to food. He's with you with regard to drink. You can't tell a Jewish servant, you're going to work for me and I'm not going to support you. You can't do that. Kol shekein bito, all the more so, you wouldn't be able to say that to your daughter. Therefore, if she is independent, if you're not supporting her, she is entitled. She's entitled to receive all payments. So if you're setting up source Aleph as being Ein Smuchen Al Shulchano, which enabled us to understand that if you strike your adult children, you pay them because they're independent. If you struck your minor daughter, or if others struck one's Bito Tana, payment shouldn't go to the father. She's independent. They should go to her. The Gemara answers, you're right. The source, in fact, is talking about they're independent, and she is supporting herself. As far as what does it mean, le'aviha, that payment is to the father? Kida'oma rova brei derav ula, as Rava says elsewhere, lo nitzrucha elo la'adafa, the teaching is necessary when it comes to hadafa, monies that go beyond the necessary food requirements. Hachinami, adopting what Rava says, will adopt to our issue and say, lo nitzrucha, that which it taught in the source, le'aviha, that payment is made to her father, that's elolah adafa. That's payment that is beyond the amount she needs for her own maintenance. So only that, regarding that the father gets. But of course, as we said, if she's independent, the basic payments that she needs for her own maintenance go to her. So we've successfully explained source one as Ein smuchen al shulchano. B'mayu kimta labas raisa. Source marked base above, where it described the man who struck his children. He is exempt. B'mayu kimta labas raisa. B'smuchen al shulchano. The children in question, even though they're adult children, they're dependents. Therefore, if the father struck them, he doesn't have to compensate them. Gedolim yitain lohem miyad, ketanim yase lohem segula. Now, you'll notice we have an arrow, and in the source above it said, it spoke about others that injured them. So it said, if others strike a person's children, the adult children are paid immediately, and the younger children, the skula arrangement is made. Yeah, but why should that be? And here we have a triangle that's going to continue to appear in alternating directions. Here we have a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of the give-and-take style of the Gemara. Amai, we ask, La'viyam boy le'mesav, if you're right that source base is talking about smuchen al shulchano, then outsiders who injure these children, payment should be made to the father. Answer, Amri ki kokopid, a father, when he is kopid, when he is mindful of receiving money, the midi de kochoser, that's regarding situations where he would end up losing. That means where he struck them, where the father himself struck them. If you're going to tell him you have to pay, what do you mean I have to pay? He's mindful, he's makbid, why should I have to pay? I'm supporting them. So in that kind of case, the father is mindful. But midi de osame amalo kopit, but where the monies are not coming from his own pocket, but coming from the outside. Osame amalo comes from the outside. Some outsiders struck them. The father is not mindful, so let the kids get the money, even though they're dependents. Question. V'ha metziah is a found article, or found money. Deme alma ka'osi lehu. Metziah is not something coming out of the father's own pockets, coming from the outside. V'kokopid. Items that they find go to the father. The Rashi points out that the Gemara in Bava Metziah says that the found items of children that go to the father refer to even adult children that happen to be dependents. So you see, the father is mindful, intends to receive things that are osi me'alma. The Gemara responds, Amri. Revocha is it has to do with increase or profit. Revocha, for our purposes, is a description of income like found articles. Revocha, the ka'osi lehu me'alma, profit that comes from outside sources. V'les lehu tzara degufaya begavah, and there is no involvement of self suffering, individual suffering, in receiving that income. Kopit. So the father is mindful, he wants that. It's a profit that they realize without having to have undergone any suffering. Father says, I want that. So hence Metziah is paid to father. Aval chavala de is lehutzara de gufayu. But when it comes to payment as a result of being struck, impacted, attacked, where there is physical suffering, there's tsar involved, it's their bodily suffering, and it comes from an outside source, it's not coming out of his own pocket. So lo kapit, father is not mindful of that. Father says, pay it to the kids, even though they're dependents. Question, but over there, now, we have to, in order to appreciate this, we have a note, Ayin Hemshech HaGemara, we have to read this line and the next line as well in order to see what the Gemara is asking. We saw, and we're going to see again, we saw above in source Aleph, income, money that comes as a result of tsar de gufa, bodily pain that comes from the outside, and yet the father is mindful. Dikotoni, it said in source Aleph, v'lo oid elo achirim shechavlu ba chayoven litein lavia. In source Aleph, outsiders who struck a man's minor daughter, the money is paid to the father. Yeah, but according to our, let's say, setup and understanding of source pays, if the money has these characteristics, it came through pain and it's paid from an outside source, it goes to the child. Well, you see, that's not accurate. Here you have painful income coming from an outside source, and it's going to the father. The Gemara answers, Amri, Hasam, de Gavra Kabdonahu. In source Aleph, you were dealing with a man, a father that was exceptionally mindful. This is a Kabdona. That's a description of the man himself. He was a non-forgiving type individual. He's a kind of person that we might describe him as miserly, not willing to pass up on anything, any opportunity to get money. So in that case, so we say, okay, the payment goes to the father. If you skip the brackets, the later part of, you skip the brackets, when you're dealing with a gavra kabdona, afilu b'midi da'osilu me'alma kopit, even payments coming from the outside, he is mindful of and wants to receive. Hacha, in source bays, which we are focusing on now, delav gavra kabdonahu. In source bays, we saw that the payment would go to the children. We saw that if an outsider strikes them, the children get the payment. The father was not a kabdona. So in a case like that, so skipping the brackets for a moment, ki ka kapid, when do we say he is mindful? B'midi de kachosole, when it comes to something he'd have to pay out of his own pocket, where he struck them, so we say he's exempt. Don't forget, he's supporting them. But midi dosu ma'amo lo kapit, some type of payment that comes from the outside. So there, since he's a person described as a non kapdona, he's foregoing of that. Now we skipped a couple phrases simply to make the reading a little bit smoother. But now let's go over the Gemara's explanation. It's, let's say, final resolution of the sources. I'm going to read again from the last inverted triangle, the Gemara, six lines from the bottom, beginning of the line. Amri, Hosam de Gavra Kabdonahu, in source Aleph, where we saw the payment that had suffering associated with it, and it was a payment coming from the outside, and yet it was going to the father. Hosam Gavra de Gavra Kabdonahu, de Ha Ein Smuchan al Shulchan. Look how, we'll say, miserly a man is. He's not willing to support his children. He doesn't want to support them. So a man like that, afilu b'midi di'osi luhu me'alma kapid. When it comes to, we saw the case of the that kind of man's minor daughter that was struck by others, the payment will go to the father. He's not willing to forego that. Hacha, in source bays, where we concerning which we set our rule that if it's a type of money payment that involves physical pain and it's coming from an outside source, it goes to the children. Hacha delav gavra kabdonahu dehasmuchan al shulchano. He's a magnanimous type father, a generous type individual. He's willing to support his children, and we noted even adult children. He's supporting them. He called Kapid. When is he mindful? It's more limited. When is he mindful to receive the payment? Bemidi de kachosulein. That's not even receiving payment. There we say he's exempt. It's when it comes to his having to pay out of his own pocket. So we saw there in source base that if he struck the children, he's exempt. He's supporting them. Bemidi dosi lume'alma lo kapid. However, monies that are coming from the outside. So those kind of that kind of income. That kind of money payment, he's not mindful of receiving, and therefore others that strike his adult children, the children will be paid by the offender, and if they're minors, then we said the skula arrangement. Now we didn't focus on the skula, what exactly it was, but now is the time. My skula. What is meant by skula? The double star that you see here is on the left-hand side of the Gemara text that's encircled is designed to draw your attention back to the first time you saw Segula mentioned above. So what is Segula? When we spoke about the minor children being struck, Rav Chisdomar Sefer Torah, that a Torah scroll is prepared for the child. That is something that he will benefit from even when he becomes older. And Rabba Baravuna Omar Dikla the Ochel Minei Tamri. Skula means you're not going to give the little kid cash, you're going to give to him a tree, a palm, a date palm, from which he will be able to benefit from the fruits. Semicolon. Why do we have a semicolon? Because the word v'chein means and likewise. We don't want you to think that this and likewise is a continuation of what we just said on this line, but rather it's a throwback to what we saw at the top. V'chein Omar Reish Lakish Lo Zoch Suturo Le'Avel Shevach Nurim Bilvad. Like Rav. The type of payment that a father is entitled to receive is a payment that is a result of work, profit income, marriage money. Rav Yochanan Omar Afilu Psiya. Rav Yochanan says even Psiya. Now Psiya, maybe you're familiar with the word in the Torah, Petza Tachas Petza. Petza is a word indicating, we'll say, injury. That is paid to the father. The Gemara asks, "Ptsia saka daitoch." Are you to think that ptsia payment is made to the father? Afilu Rebbe Lazar lo kame bayale elo chavola. We continue at the top of Daf Peches to Afkasa Mikaspa. Rebbe Lazar, who at the bottom of Omed Aleph raised the question, do you pay the father of the minor girl who was struck by outsiders? Does the father get the chavola payment? That was a payment made because there was depreciation. The father loses, in a sense, potential income, potential money as a result of the attack, the damage, the striking, the impact imposed upon the minor daughter. Rebbe Lazar was asking about chavola, that kind of payment. The afchas mikaspa, as the Gemara says here at the top of Peches, avol ptsia, but that kind of injury, the lo afchas mikaspa, lo kame bayale, where her value is not reduced. That's not a question. That certainly will go to the daughter. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying that even Ptsia is to be paid to the father? Omar of Yossi Bar Hanina. What Rabbi Yochanan is addressing is shepotsa b'fonal. She was injured in her face. The afchisa mikaspa, and the result of the injury to her face, so her value was diminished, and that is in fact something that the father is entitled to receive compensation for, as certainly at least as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned. But a psia, an injury that doesn't result in her being devalued, would not go to her, and that's something that Rabbi Yochanan will recognize as well. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.